Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I don't need Chris Collinsworth.
Can we come back to this? Because Rashad, I mean, we've got Rashad.
Rashad's going to agree with me. Which broadcast are you watching tonight, Rashad Beard?
I'm watching my own broadcast. I just want to know who the picks are.
My man.
If you want entertainment, you come watch P&P. That's what you should do.
My guy.
That's how it's done right there.
You know what? Yeah. Rashad, I'm gonna pop in for a minute. I'm gonna come by. I'm gonna come check out what Rashad and Dave on the Panther Nation podcast have to say when my Saints select another boring ass offensive lineman who's gonna wash out in 2 years like we do over and over.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting, man. We're going to track all, even though the Panthers don't have a pick, we're going to definitely be keeping track of every selection. We have a consensus big board. We'll rank all the picks. It's just going to be fun, man. We do this every year. We've been doing it for a long time. So
is it an actual big board? Is it an actual whiteboard thing?
It's an Excel document that we track. It's good stuff. It's all fun.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joins us on Thursdays to talk Carolina Panther football. Obviously, no first round pick for your fellas this year, Rashad. To me, I've talked about this a lot. I think there's a wide receiver run in round number one. I think the Chiefs are going wide receiver. I think the Ravens go wide receiver. I think the Bills go wide receiver. And I think that there's a handful of teams in the teens that might go wide receiver. I'm going to give you the selection right now. We talked, obviously, last week about Ladd McConkey. Let's assume that Kansas City takes Ladd McConkey at 32. Who's the guy you want left over at 33? That's the ideal pick of the second tier of guys that's not Ladd McConkey that you hope available at 33.
Yeah, see, I think the Chiefs, and this is like nightmare scenario, if they get Xavier Worthy, it's like over, because that's the last thing they need is a guy like that with that much speed. But I want Xavier Worthy. I think Xavier Worthy is a guy that that's great. I think A.D. Mitchell, I don't know where you classify him in that, you know, what tier you put him in. Some folks think that A.D. Mitchell is kind of the back in the tier one. He's got some stuff going on, but I think Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Leggett. I think there is so many ways we can go that I'm not worried. Like, I'm okay with not having the first round pick. Let's be patient. Let's see what comes to us, and we'll get a wide receiver. I firmly believe that we'll get one of the three or four or five guys out there that may be available come pick 33.
So let me tell you where I ended up with those guys, because I'm curious to get your reaction. I got Adne Mitchell going to Buffalo at 28. I got Xavier Worthy going to Baltimore at number 30. And at 32, okay, I am still juggling Ladd McConkey or Xavier Leggett going to Kansas City. I think most everybody right now is putting Ladd McConkey above Xavier Leggett on the board. I'm not going to fight that. I actually really like Xavier Leggett. I think what happened to South Carolina held him back from what he really is and can be at the next level versus Ladd McConkey, who played for freaking Georgia. Everybody looks great playing for Kirby Smart right now. I think all three of those cats are off the board. That being said, if Leggett ends up in Kansas City, and I think he's a real good fit there, you might have McConkey available at 33 the way my board shook out.
Yeah, McConkey. So based off of your list that you provided, I think that if those guys are gone, you got Leggett, that's an option. You've got Keon Coleman, if you want to go that route, bigger slot guy. He's starting to fall down the boards a little bit. You've got Ricky Pearsall, who a lot of people are sleeping on. I like Pearsall a lot from Florida. I thought he dealt with some some lackluster quarterback play, with which may have, you know, hindered his numbers and whatnot. But there's I say all that to say that there's options if we want a wide receiver. I think one of those guys are going to be available, and I'm okay with either one of those guys. If you want to go deeper than that, you got Jalen Polk later on. You got a guy like Malachi Corley later on. There's so many options that I am least concerned about the wide receiver position. We will get one. And what most Panthers fans should be concerned about, it's not about the guy that we pick. It's about the development of said guy that we get. We've got guys. We've got Mingo on our roster. What are we going to do with him? Like, it's about developing the guys you have. So these guys can have all the talent in the world. We've got to get them in here and hope that Kanellis and his staff will develop them appropriately.
Let's talk about that for a second. We had a conversation yesterday about Dan Morgan's introductory press conference, and I think you and I agreed when he said, you know, I don't care who's here, we got to make sure we got dogs in the locker room. Like, that always felt like a bit of a warning shot to the guys that are already on the team, that like, hey, I don't have a connection to y'all. I don't care. Like, I don't care. If you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. And then there's Dave Kanellis, who's kind of the other end of the spectrum. Like, he's not a super intense guy. He's not a guy that's got the laser eyes. He's not a guy that kind of feels like he's going to put the screws to you because he doesn't really care. He feels like a guy that is a player development guy, which to me, I want the most talented wide receiver I can get at 33, Rashad. I don't want to wait. I want the best on the board at 33. I like the fact that you could take a guy like Xavier Worthy, who I think, Adonai Mitchell, need a lot of development, or a guy like Spencer Leggett, who I don't think needs a ton of physical development. He just needs a chance to run inside of a successful offense and actually get into a rhythm. And you have Morgan on one hand and Kanellis on the other to kind of match whatever development angle you need from your player.
Yeah, no, I like that because I think you kind of, you know, put it together really nicely. You got a balance of guys like Dan Morgan, intense. We know who he is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Kanellis is very analytical. The X's and O's are crazy. So in his development, again, you see the guys he's worked with. I think it's a good scenario for the Carolina Panthers. I feel good about it. I feel good about, you know, the practices have been going on. I feel good about what Kanellis has been saying in his press conferences. Everything just sounds good. But again, I hearken back to what I've been saying. I've got to see it. I've got to see what's going to happen. I've been hurt before. Okay. We've been down this road before. I don't want to be hurt again. So I'm protecting myself from getting too excited. But yeah, I like what we have with Kanellis and Morgan for sure.
All right. So this has been the theory that's been thrown around, and I'm not going to lie, Rashad. I'll let you talk me out of it if you want to. The more I have heard people talk about packaging 33 and 39 to get back into the first round, because the drop-off from the wide receivers in that first group, I'm talking Brian Thomas Jr., I'm talking obviously Malik Nabers, etc. The drop-off's pretty big. I am on board for that. If and only if Brian Thomas Jr. is still on the board at 15, 16, 17, 18, somewhere in that range, because I do think to go any higher than that, you'd have to give away too much. If Brian Thomas Jr. takes a tumble down the board and he's still sitting there around 18, 19, 20, I'd be willing to make that move. Outside of that, I don't think there's anybody else on the board that's worth giving up what you'd have to get up to move up 10 spots.
Yeah, I'm not on board with the trade up. We got
under no circumstances.
I think the wide receiver class is too deep for you to trade up for one guy. I think you could take a guy, even though he may not be Brian Thomas level caliber player. I take a guy like a Ladd McConkey. I take a guy like a Xavier Leggett. There's some guys I would take and again develop them. We've got wide receivers. Not like we don't have any wide receivers. So it's not like we're just complete void of talent. We can make it through this year. It's just about next year and the year after that where we have some guys with expiring contracts. So I'm not that desperate for a wide receiver where I would trade up. We've got other needs like cornerback, edge rusher, interior offensive lineman. There's too many needs for us, in my opinion, for us to sacrifice the two early picks. Now, if those guys are gone and you're not sitting at, in my opinion, I think there's going to be enough guys there, right, where you could eventually trade back, right? The way I saw it, and there's a board that went out earlier today, if I have a list of four or five guys that that are on my board that I'm willing to take, I would consider a trade back at 33, still get your guy at 39, and then acquire more capital. You need more pick. We have a lot of holes in this roster. I don't think trading up is an option, in my opinion. I think we may consider trading back. I think that's more likely, depending on how the board falls.
So what's the situation for you where you trade back from 33? What's the situation shape out where we think Dan Morgan decides, you know what, moving back is a good option here?
Great question. So if we have guys like A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Leggett, Ricky Pearsall, Ladd McConkey, Jackson Powers Johnson, Darius Robinson, Nate Wiggins. If there's a list of guys like that out there, there's about four or five names that I'm willing to take at 33, then I'm going to trade back. I'm going to grab one of those guys at minimum and hopefully acquire another third, another fourth round pick. Because again, there's some talent that they always say that the second and third round is like the sweet spot, right? So if I can get more picks within that range, then I'm going to do that. Now, I don't know if we're going to be able to get that. Depends on who's going to be available, right? If there's a quarterback, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, that somebody wants to trade up to get, then I would consider that. And again, it has to be about four or five guys on that list, on my list, like I said earlier, that I'd be willing to trade back. And I know I'm going to get at least one of those names.
You ready for my big shot? Michael Penix coming off the board before J.J. McCarthy inside the top 12 picks.
Ooh, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that. I think
right now, pick your guy to lead your team in the future, Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, for me, I love Penix. I'm a Penix guy. The injury's a little concerning, sure, but I like Penix a lot. I love Penix. I love his game. He's a dog, tough as nails. So I like Penix. But the J.J. McCarthy smoke, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think there's a lot of guys, a lot of teams willing to go up there and get him. But yeah, I'm a Penix guy.
I hate that. Why? His own team don't try. We don't have to go down that road. Rashad Beard hosts the Panther Nation podcast. He joins us every Thursday, like around 8:40, you know, just sometime in the window. We got the NFL draft tonight. You guys going to be live for the whole night, for the whole draft?
Yeah, we're live every day of the draft. We're going to be breaking it down, analyzing our picks. You know, we have, like I said earlier, we have a big board. We'll be talking about BPA. What's the BPA for the Carolina Panthers? Those trade back options, what we would do in the scenario. And if we're right, we're right. If we're wrong, hey, we should have been right. So that's how it's going to go tonight. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's always a blast. Our draft nights are great. I have like a legendary reaction when we picked J.C. Horn over Justin Fields. It was great. Legend. It goes down in the history books for all-time draft reaction. So come and watch it. It's fun.
You know what else is going in the history books? The fact that from now on, Lonzo's going to say, when I'm right, I'm right, and when I'm wrong, I should be right. He's going to lift that from you. I'm calling that shot now. Rashad Beard hosts the Panther Nation podcast. You can find them on Twitter at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, make sure you are subscribed to their YouTube channel. They will be live tonight. Big Dog, appreciate it. See you next week, bro.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.